4 years ago, Ramsgate soldier Paul Jacobs from the 2nd Battalion, the Rifles, was injured and blinded in a huge multiple bomb blast in Afghanistan. He was awarded the George Cross for his bravery after he dragged himself to an area free of mines so he could be safely rescued. Now age 24, Paul is in training to take part in the USA Marine Corps Marathon for Charity in Washington, D.C. It takes place in October. Paul joins me on the line now. What happened back then, and how do you look back on that part of your life?
Well, it's like anybody that has a tragic accident or, you know, a tragic thing that happens in their life, you know, you can't dwell on it too long. You've got to, you know, be headstrong, chin up, because there's always another day. It's a terrible thing that happened to me. You know, lost two of my men, lost my sight on that day. You know, the world changed from in front of me, basically. But I've got to say, honestly, that I've led a very good life in the last 4 years being blind. Because one, I can't judge, as the old saying goes, judge a book by the cover. And, you know, you get to understand people more, you know, without sight.
Has that been interesting for you to see how what you used to think before this happened to you and how you now feel about people around you?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Because at the end of the day, you know, you look at somebody and you say, oh, well, he's wearing a hoodie, you know, he's a bit of a chav, you know, he's in uniform, you know, he's a squaddy, or don't go near him, this and that reason. You know, we all do it, you know. Every one of us will do it at some point in our life. We'll be very judgmental on people. And, you know, I don't see colour, I don't see religion, I don't see nothing no more. You know, if you help me, I'm going to be polite back to you. That's just the way it is, isn't it? You know, and I've led a very, very good life, and I've met some remarkable people.
The one thing as well is you haven't let this at all slow you down. Let's first of all talk about the event in Washington in October. How did that come about?
I just come back from the a gym talking to some friends, and his mobile was there, and number come up, and I didn't, because I've got one of these iPhones where the number, you know, it tells me the number that comes up or whatever, so I didn't recognise it. Hello, some colonel. He said, hello, young Rifleman Jacobs, how are you? I said, not too bad, sir. He says, I've got a marathon coming up in America, Washington. I says, oh, marvellous. He says, I'd like you to be in it. I says, okay, sir, why is that? He says, well, you've done, you know, all these other events, and I just think it's a good opportunity for yourself to get out there and, you know, basically it's a little support for me, and it's, I don't know, just another way of doing another marathon, isn't it, you know?
And interestingly, you say just another marathon, and you've already taken part in the London Marathon, haven't you? And you've done other events as well. You've been up Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro, Olympics first triathlons, marathons, half marathons, 10Ks, 5Ks.
Paul, just listening to you say that, you know, there'll be loads of people listening and just thinking you put us all to shame that you've just carried on. And do you think that these events have also helped you on your own sort of personal battle, if you like, trying to just keep you going?
Without a doubt, sir. Without a doubt. You know, at the end of the day, if I didn't have these challenges, I'm a 24-year-old. I'm a young... I'm still a soldier at heart, you know. I don't act a soldier anymore. I can't play soldiers no more. But, you know, in my heart of hearts, I know that I've got to keep the fight going, because, you know, it's too many of my friends have given up the fight and gone to the other world, if you understand that, you know. And I won't allow that to happen to myself, because if I go, that means the enemy have won, do you know? And that's just not in my DNA. I can't give up. I won't give up.
Are there times, and you must have experienced this with colleagues and friends, is it easy to give up?
Very easy. Very easy. Especially when the support isn't always there. You know? It always looks all fancy and dancy on the telly, you know? Whatever charity it may be, Help for Heroes, for example, whatever charity it may be, you know, saying they're doing this and doing that. Well, when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, there's no charities there. No one puts a hand out when it's most needed. And I can tell you that honestly. I do this because I want to do it, because I like being around, not that I want people to be wounded, but I like being around wounded people. I like to be able to inspire them and for them to inspire me, because if they can do something and it's a challenge for me to do it, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it at full steam.
You're looking for someone to volunteer to support you in your training over here before you go over to Washington, D.C. What kind of person are you looking for?
Just anybody that's a good runner, because my stamina for running since, well, I haven't done any major running this year at all. So it's just somebody in the local vicinity that wants to help train me. You know, there's not too much to it. You know, basically all it is, I'll just link onto your shoulder or your elbow. You won't even know I'm there. And we'll just set off as if somebody really enjoys running. You know, but since being back from Norway, which I went over to Norway to reenact the Heroes of Telemark, the first blind man, British blind and war blinded, to do 90 kilometres across the ice in Telemark.